Welcome to the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak, and I'm the author of the international bestseller, Rich is a State of Mind. And this episode is entitled, Which Direction Are You Looking? I was behind the wheel of a Subaru Forester, idling at a red light in Vevey, Switzerland, when suddenly a horn blasted from behind me. I didn't figure out why until the second blast. My light was green, I was supposed to go. Sounds simple enough, until I tell you that the light I was looking at was red. A key learning for Swiss driving is that each lane has its own traffic light at many intersections, and they don't necessarily operate in unison. Once I got over the shock from the second horn blast, I realized that and moved on. I didn't need to hear a third. As I often do in these situations, I tried to figure out what the incident was supposed to teach me. My first thought was focus. Sitting at the stoplight, I was faced with four sets of lights, two directly across the intersection and two on my own side. Due to the angles of the streets, trust me, very few intersections in Vevey meet at 90 degrees, I could actually see another two sets of lights, so six lights in total. In short, I was presented with too much data to process effectively. As investors, streams of data arrive at a relentless pace from every imaginable direction, daily. Radio, TV, newspapers, social media, and the internet bombard us with seemingly important facts and figures 24/7. And as we dig our way through it, we try to process the data, sorting the useful from the useless, in an attempt to make some sense of it. A critical question often overlooked is this: where does all of this data come from? Knowing the source is only half the battle, but when it comes to timing, all of the data we deal with comes from the past. The past hour, the past day, the past week, the past month, the past year, it all comes from the past. Problem? I think it is to some degree. It means we spend a lot of time looking at things that happened yesterday instead of looking at what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Unfortunately, we don't have any data about tomorrow. Yes, we have our projections, forecasts, and the occasional swag, systematic wild-ass guess, but we have no data about tomorrow. It only becomes data once it actually happened. Think of your mutual fund and ETF statements. The companies can tell you what the funds did last week, last month, last quarter, since inception. There isn't a single one of them that can tell you what the fund or ETF is going to do next year. Not because they don't want to, because they can't. What they tell us is, past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Great. I understand you're asking, is that a problem? Those of you who are parents will understand this. You're driving a car down the highway, a fight breaks out in the back seat of the car between your two favorite children. You decide to play referee by turning and looking at them to end the dispute while your car continues to move forward while you were looking backward. There's a fair degree of predictability about what could happen next. Hopefully it's just a car horn and a raised middle digit from somebody you almost cut off. We can't move forward with any degree of confidence unless we're looking in the direction we're going. It's like riding backwards on the train. You see every place you've been, but often too late to realize you were going the wrong direction in the first place. Too many of us are so consumed with data from the past that we don't see we're going in the wrong direction. Don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you to ignore the data. It's important. Process it, analyze it, but once you've done that, and once we've learned what we need from it, let it go. All that data was from yesterday, and the most important things are still in front of us. There are two kinds of people. The first group looking at the past and wondering what has happened and why. The second group looks forward to the future and wonders how to make things happen. It all depends on which direction you're looking. The next time you're at a traffic light and a car horn blast comes from behind you, make sure you're looking in the right direction. It makes driving your car a lot easier, and it will make dealing with your personal finances and investing much easier as well. This has been the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak. Thank you very much for listening. If you're listening on iTunes, please pop over and give us a rating. I would appreciate it. If you're downloading the episodes from robertgeniak.com, go into the comments section and drop me a note and let me know what you think. And if you've got suggestions for future podcasts, I'm all ears. Until then, thank you for listening.